Pete Davidson in the yeah. news because he's dating that, what's her name? Phoebe Debonair. Phoebe,
yeah, right, from Bridgerton.
Right, so they're all getting serious now.
How could they? They're doing long distance. He's here in New York shooting SNL, and she's in England shooting the new season of Bridgerton. So how serious can you get when you're across a pond?
Does he really do Saturday Night Live? Because the only thing he's done lately is he's in pre-recorded videos of songs. That's the only thing. He's not been in any skits, really.
Sometimes they have him on Weekend Update and he'll comment at the end on something. He'll do like a pre-written, I don't know, stand-up act kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Once in a while he shows up in a skit or two. I mean, he's a writer on the show, so he at least has to be there for the week to write stuff, even if he doesn't make it to the actual screen. He works there. They're paying him to be there.
Oh, okay. What does Pete Davidson do the minute he starts to date somebody?
Tattoos their name on some part of his body.
Immediately. Right. I know.
How'd I do?
He's trying to cut down on the tattoos now. He's actually going through to get some erased because his tattoos are almost as bad as mine. So he's got to go through and take some of those tattoos off. But he's growing now because he actually went out and bought monogram necklaces. And not a tattoo with this one.
Okay, so they're not doing matching tattoos right now. They're doing matching necklaces because then when they break up, you can just take the necklace off like the rest of us would.
Right, so he's growing as an adult now. So that's a good thing. You don't have to tattoo every woman's name on your body.
Just take a selfie and then you'll remember her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, tattooing her name on your body is, what's the point? It's almost like you write her name so you don't forget.
No, I think the chick likes that. If you have a lot of tattoos, they go, I'll put my name on your body.
Right.
Like
Travis Barker just did. You know, I'm obsessed with this relationship because I don't even know what's really going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Barker put Kourtney Kardashian's name on him. It says Kourtney. And they took a picture of like her nails up against the name Kourtney. It's like, stop trying to show us your relationship. Just go have a relationship. Like, why do I have to know about this? Why is this my business? Like, why, if it's a new relationship, you should not be all up in my grill about like every aspect of your relationship. I'm sorry. Like, later tell us. Like, later we want to know. But a relationship that's like, I mean, that I have underwear that I've worn longer.
Every time Pete Davidson dates somebody new, do we have to know about it? Do we have to see the tattoo? Do we have to see the red carpet? Do we have, you know? It gets old after a while. Okay, you cried wolf how many times?
But that's all he has, because you just said he's barely on SNL. What is he known for? I mean, he's done like one or two movies and has gotten panned. Right, exactly. So what is he known for other than the big dick energy and dating a lot of really hot women?
He dressed up. See, look at his necklace now.
Random instrument challenge with me.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I appreciate it.
He's got PD on his necklace.
That's her initials,
Before we talk about anything, I wanted to ask you about this because I heard about this thing that Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
He asked you how do you stay in shape. So he does 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Sure, right.
Yeah, have you heard that?
You know, I'm already calling BS on that because I follow Hillary Baldwin. I'm not going to call her Hillary. I'm sorry, that's not her name. I follow Hillary, and I see Alec. I see she shows him all day long. I have never seen him do one push-up or one sit-up. He's always in the pool with the kids or always laying on the couch or watching TV. So I call BS on the 100 sit-ups and 100 push-ups every day.
It would take me 4 hours to do both of those.
Is it true that you do 100?
So every time you see me, I would be one, two. And Alec's not in that great a shape. He's not doing 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups.
Yeah, no way. Push-ups, not every day. Not at 64.
I was on set and Alec was hosting, and it was a sketch where I had to be shirtless. And like,
see how he dressed up? He dressed up and he did his hair.
You know, I guess like I'm a little bit cut or whatever. So he came up. There's no like nice way to say that. Okay,
I've never said that.
Yeah. So he does.
He's missing some ink on his neck.
Came up to me and he was like, "What are you
doing?"
He's
getting some of that taken off.
And
yeah.
I didn't want to be rude and say like I just still have metabolism. So I'm not in my mid 50s. I just wake up like this. So I to make him feel better, I was like, oh man, I do 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups every day. And he was like, got it. and then he got the Trump gig, and so I would see him every week, and every time we would run into the hall, he would be like, 100 a day. Yeah. And he started to do it, and he lost like 100 pounds.
Yeah, he looks fantastic.
Yeah, and it says it's all because of me.
See, that's so true, because my youngest son told me a couple of nights ago, he said, I'm up to 130 pounds now.
Oh, God.
Because either of my sons can't gain weight. I mean, they're just skinny as skinny. And I said, I hate to tell you, when I was 18, I was 130 pounds. This is your future right here. You're looking at it every single day. I think I was even 125 pounds at 18. You're already 5 pounds over the limit. You're going to look like this. Sorry.
I'm just happy to hear that I weigh less than your children. I'm so happy. That's the only thing. It's the only solace I take away from this conversation, because I thought you were going to say like 118 or something.
Well, my oldest is like 110, so he's still got you beat.
Yeah, he has me beat.
But yeah, Christopher finally weighs more than
just,
you.
I find it interesting. I don't know how much will change, I guess. But
no, for me, nothing. But it is like, it's a great thing for, you know, I think for the city. So I'm excited.
All right, good. How's everything going upstairs on Saturday Night Live?
Everything's great. We got Carrie Mulligan and Kid Cudi this week, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was last week, right?
Yeah. You've had a great season. You have a lot of good things happen.
I didn't know either one of them.
Yeah, how old is this clip?
This year on SNL, you had a great sketch. This is you and Timothy
last week.
Chalamet with our very own Questlove in a sketch.
Yeah.
We're so timely.
This is one of the most viral videos to come
from. Remember that clip you saw a week and a half ago? We're going to make it seem like it's brand spanking new.
What was it like acting?
You know what? This was last night.
With Questlove.
Oh, dude.
Right, okay.
Total pro.
We're watching this because of the necklace, right? We're interested in this.
We just want to know about the necklace, not Questlove.
Is he going to ask about it?
The trailer came out and it broke a record for like the most...
Necklace, please.
We just love having you. Pete Davidson, everybody.
Doesn't even ask about the necklace. That's a terrible interview.
Oh, I mean, he's wearing it. It's out there for the world to see. You're going to ask about it.
Right.
Cooper,
he wants you to ask about it, which is why he wore it. On the Tonight Show, PD, ask me about this thing that I have. I'm wearing nothing except for the initials PD. Oh, Pete Davidson, that's his initials too.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Yeah, wow, they both have the same initials.
So that's not really a big story. They're just wearing their own initials.
So he can get PD put on his body and he can just say it's him then. Just occurred to me. Well, I would have asked him, are you wearing your own initials on your neck? Is that like, that's weird. It'd be like me having a necklace that says CL.
Right. But if you're wearing a necklace that's hanging out of your paintball shirt, you should at least bring it up. Is that your name? That's why you have that? Or is that your girlfriend's name? You know, like I would ask you, are you wearing the Wonder Woman necklace and why are you wearing that?
I've taken it off for obvious reasons, and instead I am wearing a skeleton of a bird that an artist made and my boyfriend bought for me for my birthday 1 year. It looks like a bird from far away, but if you look close up, it's just the bones. It's a skeleton.
Do you know
it's kinda cool
that birds aren't real?
Oh, bird. Oh, God, I said bird again. How do I keep doing this to myself? How on earth do I keep doing this?
You know, birds are actually fake, and they're surveillance drones. That's what birds are. I noticed that today. I only saw one bird today. I was actually counting how many birds I saw, and I only saw one. There used to be thousands of birds all the time. I only saw one bird.
See, now you've started. Now, even Lion King Kitty is like, bird, I know. I did it to myself. I didn't even mean, and I wear this, you know what, necklace all the time anyway, but we're just, because we're discussing Pete Davidson and his necklace. So Now I'm screwed.
You need to go to birdsaren'treal.com.
Oh my God. And must read we up. Talk about this?
You
every
brought it up.
Show.
I know. If you didn't bring up birds, then I wouldn't talk about it. But birdsaren'treal.com, and you can learn why birds aren't real.
They're
actually
real.
Drones that are watching us from the government.
They are not. Stop telling people that. They're going to believe you. Stop saying it so much. You
know, I'm trying to book the guy from Birds Aren't Real. He needs to come on the show, and I want somebody to explain it to you better than I can.
Right, because so far you say the same thing every single time. You have no new information for me.
I have no information. But, see, what happened was in 1975, the government killed all the birds and replaced them with drones. Oh, God.
Again, you've told me this story before. I've heard this already.
Right.
Can we move on now? Can we please move on?
Yes, move on.
And by the way, thank you so much, Rob called me a hot mess. At least he said, oh, that's so funny. So, and Lion King Kitty's asking if Joe gave me this necklace as a tracker to track me like a drone.
Oh, I wonder if, because you don't have a car. You can't put a little tracking thing on your car. So you got to give her a necklace.
Right, in case I don't have my... Well, we have Where's My Bitch At on the phone, but that I can turn off. The necklace, I can't.
Yeah, but you've already called
bird.
BS on the Where's My Bitch At app because you've tried to catch him doing things that he's not supposed to and he wasn't actually there.
That's true, because the app sucks.
Right. It does suck. So, maybe he did do that for a necklace. But why don't you wear the Wonder Woman necklace? What is the obvious reason?
Okay, well, there's two reasons. One is because I was wearing it when we did our last job.
Right.
And it became a thing where everybody, they were talking about it. That was my nickname, Wonder Woman. And then we took the station from number 12 to number 1. They were like, see, you are Wonder Woman. That was all about like what? And they started, everybody handed me like a Wonder Woman mug and a t-shirt. And suddenly like a necklace that was just a necklace that a couple of my girlfriends, we each gave to each other just to be like,
became
it's
your
like a,
identity.
You know, private club became my identity that I now associated with those, you know, those people that kind of they ruined it for me. And then also just wearing the necklace after I got the necklace and wore it before the movie came out. So once the movie came out, people were like, "Oh yeah, we really love the movie, huh?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. I mean the movie was okay, but no. This necklace predates the movie, but I didn't want to have to keep explaining that to everybody. And then once in a while, you got the random person who was like, oh, Van Halen, cool. No, it's Wonder Woman. It's not. It's two W's.
So the necklace now, what is it?
I'm not telling you. It's a gift from my boyfriend is all you need to know. A gift from my boyfriend that I wear.